So guys, welcome to another session of 15 Minutes Live podcast. And you are listening to your host, John. And next to me is Pity.
Hey.
And next to Pity is Angel.
Hello, you guys.
Yes. And we are the 15mins.today moderators. And we are here to help you speak English naturally. Well, technically, this show is going to be slightly bilingual, while all the other shows are in full English. So good luck there if you are afraid of English. I'm sorry. What did I say? Tell them good luck. Yeah. Good job. So anyways, this show is basically a show where we get up and close and personal to you guys, the 15 Mins family. And also, please give yourself the opportunity to come and join us on Clubhouse every Monday evenings so that you can come and chat to us in English. And if you need help, we can help you. You can speak in Chinese or speak in any language that we may understand. You know, I guess a little Japanese and Korean we can still help you with. And we will, you know, chat to you in English and give you an opportunity to use the language that you might be afraid of, or you might have trouble with, or you might feel you're not sounding very natural at. So this is the place where we can all give us the opportunity to try and use the language a little bit more. Of course, 15mins.today, 通勤学语 podcast, we have two other shows. We have Vocab on Wednesday, so please stay tuned to that. And also Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, we've got the Daily English Shadowing done by yours truly. Done by me. Thank you. A round of applause. Okay, there we go. So we've got three shows essentially in a week for you to not only, you know, pick up your language skills, improve your proficiency, and also, you know, these activities that you can use to improve your English by yourself, or you're welcome to join us on Monday evenings and come and chat with us. All right. So let's get the show on the road. And every week what we do is we have a series of topics every week, different series. And every month we continue these series and we continue to explore the topics under these series. So today we are talking about idioms. We're going back to the idiom series. OK, 所以今天晚上呢是我们的惯用语的系列哦。那我们每个月基本上每周呢都会有不同的系列，然后我们就会照着这个系列，然后慢慢去探索这些系列底下呢我们可以用的东西。那最近呢，我们因为最近我们 podcast group 里面呢有一些聚会，然后呢我觉得就是很符合时事哦。然后就借由这个机会呢，来大家我们来探讨一下英语惯用语里面呢有很多跟朋友 或者是友谊有关的 friendship-related idioms. Okay, so there are many idioms that we can use related to friends. Okay, and friend, you need friends. Period. Full stop. 我们都需要朋友. Okay, and people who tell me they don't need friends, I used to think I don't need friends, but as you grow older, you need friends. Okay, 你越来越老，你就会发现你不能当独居老人，你越来越需要朋友. So yeah, take my word for it. OK, 我小时候年轻一点的时候也觉得一个人活得非常好。 对，然后开始就是老了以后就觉得 Yeah, 你知道吗，我朋友还跟我说 他说会不会有一天如果你自己没有check in 在那个line group里面的时候 他们就要再帮我打119。 就 you know, like even my friends from South Africa, they're like You know, they know me. Anyways, so we all need friends. Okay, and there are many, many songs about friends, right? And tonight, we're not talking about songs, but we're going to be talking about idioms. 那今天晚上我们就要分享一下朋友相关的惯用语啦。那朋友呢，大家都需要。那朋友呢，我们有好朋友、坏朋友，然后也有不太熟的朋友，也有 很想要占有的朋友，也有很想要这个逃避的朋友. There are many kinds of friends, right, Angel?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so we're gonna cover. Yeah, I picked a couple of idioms that sort of covers all the different kind of friends you got. Okay, And to start off, what kind of friends are your favorite, Angel?
My bestie.
Favorite kind of friends. What's your favorite
kind of friends?
What's sort of the demeanor or the personality characteristics or the feeling of your favorite kind of friends?
That you feel safe and you don't really need to talk, but you know that you are on the same path, so you don't really need to like cater your need, but you feel relaxed when you are around her or
him. What's more important to that moment where you don't speak and you're like soulmates, or that you feel safe?
Yes.
What is more important, feeling safe or the soulmate part?
Soulmate part, you only get one, right? The soulmate part.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay. Cool.
So maybe I will go for the relaxed one. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, being relaxed, being yourself, being safe.
Yes.
Right. So technically, in a way, we can say this kind of friendship, there's no judgment. Like, you can be you.
Yes.
You don't get judged. So, you don't get judged. So, you don't get judged. So, it's like, it's okay. Just be yourself.
As a good friend, they will remind you, you look like a tree. Don't go out like that, please.
Okay, so let's talk about soulmate. So can you dress up like a tree when you hang out with your soulmate?
No, definitely not. At first, I would appreciate if someone could tell me the truth that I am like a tree.
Really? You appreciate the truth?
Of course, I appreciate the truth.
Okay.
You're not?
Okay. I mean, the truth hurts. And I've been told, I've been told that I can be a little cruel to my friends, but we're all cruel to each other. Yes. Okay. So I have a bunch of buddies that I grew up with. 就有一群就是可以交换着内裤用的那个朋友，这些死党朋友，小时候一起长大的。 Yeah, till today, we are really hard on each other.
So yeah, like you are mean to each other?
Yeah, it's been like 30 years and we're still mean to each other.
Oh, but you cannot be mean.
Yeah, we cannot not be mean. Like
cannot not be mean.
Yeah.
You have to be mean.
You have to be mean. 就是那个吃一顿饭，你知道吗？ 就是你知道旁边的人，就是now we're like all married and everything, and then our spouses are like, 你知道他们就互相看，就是 is this the right atmosphere for dinner? 就这个氛围是对的吗？ 你们三个四个这样坐下来就可以这样哦？ 太可怕了吧？ 你们还是真的朋友吗？ Okay. So we tend to be very cruel. We've got, you know, I've got this bunch of friends that we're really besties, but at the same time, we're really cruel to each other in a sort of a non-judgmental way.
Non-judgmental way?
Yeah, we're not judging, but we're just saying, like, you look fat. You're not judging.
Oh.
You get it. It takes a special kind of friendship to live in that little gray area. You can't get offended. But you gotta take it and you gotta give some. You gotta give some and you gotta take some.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
Isn't that a little bit stressful? Like you could
No. And we end up laughing all night. You know, it's like you play basketball and then you trash talk people, but you still you play ball and you have a good time, but you trash talk people.
Oh, you trash. Okay. Got it.
Yeah, it's like trash talking each other but not sort of hurting each other's feelings.
But you know, it's totally different from the girls. Like you can accept the truth, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if the girls gathering, they will try to compete with each other.
Okay.
For normal girls, even though they are really close, they are best.
Okay. So what do you compete with other girls? What do you like to compete with?
Not me, other girls.
It's their fault.
Yes, they're
fault. They're obese. Yes. I'm the only pea. I'm the only peach. Everyone else is a bee. Okay. Good. So now we've established, I want you, you know, it, the reason why we need to share about, you know, the type of friends we got is actually we, you know, as you grow older, you meet all kinds of friends. You know, some that you're very close with, some that you're not, some that you can tell truths, some that you can't. So there's all sorts of friends, right? We need all sorts of friends to make your life very colorful and fulfilled. So first thing, the first idiom for tonight, to cross someone's path. Cross someone's path. Yeah. I think this is, again, it goes back to the image, right? If you go onto someone's path, let's say I'm walking straight, and you step in my path, what happens?
I might bump into you.
Exactly. So that means you're not doing yourself a favor, right, by standing in my way. So long time ago, cross someone's path means that somebody deliberately is against you.
Oh.
So, for example, the politicians today, they are openly competing for the position, right? So they're crossing each other's path using the old definition of the idiom.
Oh.
Yes.
That's how we...
Okay. But in modern terms, this is interesting. In modern terms, it doesn't mean that. Cross someone's path, that means bump into each other. Coincidentally. Oh. You know, for example, I take my wife to Xinyi District, and then, you know, we happen to cross each other's paths. You and I, Angel. We sort of bump into each other coincidentally.
Oh, so it's like physically bump into each other?
No. Like we sort of like, hey, Angel, you're here. We happen to cross each other's path. So in modern terms, it changed. But long, long time ago, the old English, yeah, that means you have an axe to grind with that person. You deliberately wanted the confrontation to cross somebody's path.
So we are still allowed to use the old definitions nowadays?
I guess, but again, you have to use it in the right context.
Got it.
Okay, so go with the example sentence, Angel.
Anne swore she would scream if a spider crossed her path.
Okay, so Anne swore she would scream if a spider crossed her path. So here we can interpret it the old English way and the modern English way. The old English way means the spider is an enemy. Great. Yes, this is a spider. Hello, not a friend. And also, crossed somebody's path, crossed her path, it means that she bumped into the spider. Yeah, you know, she takes a walk and she's like, here's a spider. Okay. That's the difference. Cross somebody's path. Okay. Very nice. The next idiom, these are friends you want. Okay. You want friends in high places.
Friends in high places.
Petty? This one is for Petty. I think Petty can guess this one. Petty, you know, friends in high places. This is my idea. And these are friends you want. 我们最好要多一点这种朋友。
死党。
High place 呢?
High place.
High place. High, high, high.
哦,就是很热闹带动气氛的。
Not...
Oh.
Okay, close, very close. 对,这个 high 不是那个哈草的 high。
不一样，
这个是很高
的 high。
Yeah, you got it. Yes, we need friends like this. A round of applause for Petty. Yeah. So we need friends in high places. 所以就是上流人士哦，就是说上位人士，对不对？他在很上的阶级，很上的位置。 Friends in high places. We need friends like that. Okay. So what kind of friends in high places would we need?
Lawyer.
Okay, so not just a lawyer, but, you know, like the number one lawyer in Taipei or in Taiwan, right?
The top lawyer, right?
You want a lawyer friend. Or friends in high places, for example, You have a friend who's super rich and can get you into exclusive clubs.
Oh, you will become one of the VIPs.
Yeah, like VIPs, right? You want friends VIP in high places. Okay. And of course, politicians. If you know like the president, then yeah, you have a friend in super high place.
Super high.
Yes. And if you're friends with, you know, somebody high up there, sure. Okay. So we need friends in high places. Take it away, Angel.
Jim is very rude to other workers just because he has some friends in high places.
Yes. So Jim is a terrible person. He's very rude to other people because he thinks he's got a lot of friends in high places. 他的人脉都是很有高度的，对不对? So you are nobody to him. That's why he's very rude. And Molly says, powerful friends. Friends in high places could be powerful. Could be powerful, or they could be rich, or they could be influential. So, yeah. You know, powerful will refer to somebody like with political power, I guess. But high places could be that he's like a CEO. He's not a politician, but he's a CEO. Let's say Elon Musk. That's a friend in high place. Or somebody who has some sort of status. Maybe he doesn't have the title. Maybe he doesn't have the money, but he's got a status. Okay. So that's friends in high places. We all need some of those friends. Yes. Okay. And the next kind of friend we all will bump into and we will all need in our lives is to be an item. So person A and person B are an item. Angel, what does that mean? An item. 他们是一个东西, A 跟 B 是一个东西,
一个group,
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 一个group. 所以这样子变成一个click, right? We use the word click. 英文我们讲那种小圈圈啊, 就是叫click, C-L-I-Q-U-E, click. Yeah, a click. 就是你们是, 就是我们不讲同温层那种概念, 它是小圈圈。
click.
Click. That's a click. But this is a different thing. The third idiom tonight, to be person A and person B are an item. So A 跟 B, 他们是 an item.
An item.
Yeah, what does this mean?
They're in love.
They are in love? Okay. Yes, I guess you can say that. But 如果我们这样讲, 结婚过了以后还可不可以变成一个 item? Like once you get married, are you still an item? Okay, there we go. The reason why I'm asking that is to be an item, right? That means these two people are a shiny object. 就是还是很闪亮的那个时光。 所以通常不是结婚以后, 结婚没有再闪亮的。 I'm kidding. 那是不一样的闪亮。 Okay. Yeah. 那不一样的闪亮。 Okay. But you get the idea. So among your friends, right? If you have, let's say, Michael and Janet, they were friends for a long time, but all of a sudden they're dating, right? They became an item. 他们本来朋友很久的。 然后结果默默的就亲密了起来。那那个时段呢，就是 be an item， 它就是闪亮亮的一个 a shiny object， and they are an item， okay？ 然后大家就会说穿了 on a different level， right？ If you look at it from a third person's level， if A and B are an item， you would talk about A and B，
right？
Right？ If A and B are not an item， or they're married， or they got kids。 You don't talk about them. There's nothing to talk about.
Oh, I got the concept.
Yeah. So, 当初那个what's his name? Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yes.
当初他们在dating的时候，就史氏跟那个跟 Gossip Girl 在dating的时候, they were an item. 对，大家都要讨论他们嘛。 对不对? 可是现在结婚了以后就是, 你知道他们就是,
Nobody talk about them.
Yeah, now it's more like 刷存在感, right? They're just on Instagram for the sake of Instagramming. So they're not an item anymore. People don't talk about them like, hey, 他们在dating这样子。 那Justin Bieber也是啊, Justin Bieber之前跟那个Hailey Baldwin, 对不对? 当时他们一开始在dating的时候, they were an item. They were attending all these parties and then people were taking pictures. And now they're married and they're looking, you know, to have kids. So that's it.
Done. That's it, yeah.
You know, less talked about. 所以可以用这种比较有声量的这种来去考虑说它是不是 they are an item. 就是他们现在很闪亮亮，然后大家都会讨论他们。 Okay. Right. So take it away. Example sentence.
Kate and Richard began seeing each other and were an item for almost 2 years.
And were an item for almost 2 years. Okay. So obviously we don't know the story after that. Was it happily ever after or, you know, like they've moved on? But yeah. They were an item.
So for an item.
Yeah. So for example, in high school, you would get a couple of your high school classmates, they were an item, but when they moved on to college, they, you know, they went their separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then as the movie goes, right? 20-year reunion, they hooked up again and they became an item again.
Again. Wow. That's romantic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very romantic. That's what, what's her name? What's her name? I don't know her English name. Oh my gosh. 那个大S跟那个窟窿啊。
Uh-huh.
Right, 20 years, right? He called and he's like, let's get married.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Right? That's same romantic thing. So they were an item. 他们当时dating的时候, they were an item. 他们那时候觉得, 韩星最韩流的那个歌星嘛, 跟台湾最红的偶像剧的女主角嘛。 So they were an item talked about. And they were like, oh, does she speak Korean and can he speak Chinese? Blah, 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 blah. You know, like a lot of people talk about them. And then they broke up. And then 20 years later, they called each other and they got married. And now it's like their moment of being an item. Yes. So that's sort of the idea. Yeah, 大家可以用这样的方式去思考。 So you are an item, like, yes. But of course, this is, you can't go out and call yourself an item.
I am an item.
Then you're just a thing. 那你就是一个东东了,就是一个东西。 所以这个be an item应该是说第三者,你的朋友,他们就是,哎呦, you know, Michael and Janet, kissing in the tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
I-N-G.
对,这个时候呢, you guys are an item. 还会被人家就是 tease 然后会害羞这个字 uh-huh. 那第三者会觉得 oh they are an item they were an item 对这样子 OK 不是自己讲哦 不是讲说 hey guys
I'm an item
yeah no me and my girlfriend now an item you're nothing yes 不是自己讲自己哦 就好像自己讲自己是偶像 然后你就会被人家吐槽 对不对? 是别人叫你偶像,你才是偶像。 对。
That's weird.
Yeah, there we go. So we will, one day we will share the different ways of rolling your eyes. How do you roll your eyes with different meaning? 对,那再找骆桂泉老师来帮我们讲那个不用声音表情的,那个眼睛要很柔软。 Okay, so another idiom, or actually one of the proverbs derived from a proverb. This is an idiom that we used very, very often. Birds, the proverb goes, birds of a feather flock together. Okay, birds of a feather flock together. This is the proverb. But of course, using it as the idiom, we shorten it and we say, oh, you know, Peter and I are birds of a feather. Okay. So, Angel, what does birds of a feather mean?
They are sharing something in common.
Only something in common? Let me give you an idea. 我们在想哦,你看, birds of a feather, 它的意思说, 这些鸟都有同样的羽毛。
对。
Right? 所以它们不是 something in common. They're, like the same, right?
啊，
他们就同类型的，同族群的。
Like
对，你不可能鸽子跟乌鸦在一起嘛，这样很奇怪。那毛不一样啊。Different feathers.
Okay.
Different feathers.
Different feather. So yeah. Like birds of a feather means that
people of the same kind. Like we are the same kind. Yeah, we group together. Yes. 所以我们都很爱喝可乐的就会聚在一起。Birds of a feather.
So like you share the same interests and hobbies?
Yes. So like yesterday, KP...Peds and us, we went to a burger store. 我们就去吃汉堡，吃得很爽。
So you are foodie? And
no, we are rolling like the RP brothers, right? 我们昨天延续 RP Bros 的这个品牌。高热量，嘿，高热量食物。就是满口的可乐，一口可乐，一口汉堡，大概是这样子的感觉。So birds of a feather, like we all love junk food. Birds of a feather. Okay.
Birds of a feather.
可是它其实那个原来的 proverb 是 birds of a feather flock together. 就是说如果鸟呢它是同样的羽毛的会聚集在一起。就很容易聚集在一起的意思。可是我们现在用 idiom 的话就是用 birds of a feather.All right, so example sentence.
My friend prefers the same clothes as me. Well, birds of a feather flock together.
There we go. Okay, so that's something you can say. We all love Chanel. Then, yeah, okay. So we're birds of a feather. Okay, we love the same stuff. We like to do the same thing. So birds of a feather.
Birds of a feather.
Yeah, okay. 所以呢，就同类型的人，对不对？Birds of a feather. And this is, again, to find something in common with someone else. All right? That means you have a lot in common, or maybe just something in common, or you're just the same person. Okay. So the next idiom is like the slang for this, for two peas in a pod. The slang for this. 就是更白话的，就说 we are very tight.
Mm-hmm.
We are very tight.我们两个这个 we are very tight 呢这个在台湾呢就是很骂鸡的意思。就我们两个很骂鸡的意思。那这可是呢这个通常呢妈妈们呢他们不会用这种很 you know, like slang English. So, they tend to be cute and a lot of the ladies will use two peas in a pod. Okay. So, person A and person B are like two peas in a pod. So, let's talk about two peas in a pod. 什么是 peas? 什么是 pod? 这个东西就问一下 Petty. P-E-A-S, peas. Petty, 这个是你最讨厌的东西。
Huh?
Angel, you still remember this. We had a conversation one time.
Yes.
Yes. Petty, 你最记得炒饭里面如果有什么你会抓狂吗？我记得有一次我们在聊炒饭，然后你就说有那个东西就罢吃，就不可能。那个东西就是 peas， 绿色的那个。
Patty 不喜欢
，Patty 超不喜欢这个东西的。对，他觉得这个可能我猜啦，他可能觉得说这个东西要在世上消灭比较好。
有这么糟糕？
所以这个 peas p e a s peds 就是你最讨厌的那个绿色的三色豆的那个绿豆，
绿豆
就是那个绿豆 ，yeah peas。然后那个 pod p o d 就是豆荚。So this idiom says like two peas in a pod。如果在同一个豆荚里面有两个豆子，那是不是那个两个豆子长得一样？
对，他们应该是 brother。
对，所以他们就虽然可能，所以我们这个在很口语的话的在讲，有些时候男生之间他就说 ，Oh, this is my brother from another mother。
啊，
有没有？就是 two peas in a pod。
嗯，
对对对，就 two peas in a pod 嘛。 通常女生都比较 friendly 啦，不会说什么 This is my sister from another father， 这样有点怪。
That sounds awkward.
可是不知道为什么男生的听起来就很顺，然后女生听起来就有点怪。
对，啊，很奇怪。
对，感觉那个女生的爸爸有问题，很有问题。对，就 brother from another mother， 然后 那个妈妈就没问题，可是都觉得爸爸有问题。So, you know, anyways, just a little trivia. So two peas in a pod, like you two are the same people. 可能是外形长得很像。Maybe you look the same in appearance. Maybe you behave the same. You react to certain things the same. 可能我们看到三色豆就 yeah. So we are two peas in a pod. Yes, but I'm not. 因为南非没东西吃，所以有三色豆很好吃。对，三色豆炒饭。
Yeah.
Yes, frozen peas. No, I'm serious. That's why you go to Australia, you go to UK, you go to the frozen food section. Frozen peas. 它会整袋卖 frozen peas, 就是那个绿豆。
Yeah, it was not that bad, Patty.
Yeah. You know, I don't really like peas.That much, but yeah, when it's mixed in like a frozen assorted food pack, yeah, I would eat it. I would do it. I would gladly stir fry it in my fried rice. Fine. Yeah. So you see, a lot of people share the same sentiment. So Casey says, peas, 好难吃 peas are disgusting. I have to agree with you. But, you know, again, when you're in South Africa, you have nothing to eat, so...
Cherished peas.
Yeah, 三色豆炒饭就是你这个人生中最大的那个小确幸了。对，然后直到你回来台湾，你就不想再回去了，就这样。Okay, so that's two peas in a pod, right? So growing up with a pet dog, we were like two peas in a pod. 所以这个呢，这就是这个主人呢跟狗狗从小到大长大，然后他们两个那个动作都很像。We're like two peas in a pod. We are very similar to each other.Or you behave the same way. Okay, two peas in a pod. And the last one for tonight, you gotta hit it off with somebody. Okay, to hit it off with somebody. Remember, it's always with somebody. And this means you find yourself immediately and naturally friendly with somebody. Some people you meet for the first time and you feel like you've known them for ages.
Oh.
So you hit it off with somebody.
Hit it off.
Yeah. So Patty and I totally hit it off when we started talking about podcasting. You see, that's sort of the idea. Okay, take it away, Angel, the example sentence.
I totally hit it off with Peter after meeting him for the first time.
Okay. So again, pretty much for the first time, you hit it off with somebody.But can you hit it off with an old friend? Like an old childhood friend of yours. And you're like, oh, we totally hit it off after knowing each other for 20 years. Does that make sense?
But if you kind of lost the connections with him, I think it makes sense. Or no?
I guess if you, I mean, then he's not your really, really good friend, is he?To not be in contact for 20 years.
Maybe.
Yes.
He moved to South Africa.
Yeah, maybe he moved. Maybe something happened. But I mean, in modern times, this is impossible, right? We can FaceTime anybody, anytime, anywhere today. So
old friends.
Well, you know, for old friends, it won't really apply, I think. But for first time friends,For friends that you made new,you hit it off. Maybe you have common interests, right? You totally hit it off. Okay. And of course, if it's a male-female situation, 如果是男女的说、女生回去就说 Hey, Angel, I totally hit it off with Peter the other day. Which Peter? That guy with the glasses? Are you serious? Yeah, I started talking to him and we hit it off. 那种感觉。然后 Angel 就会说啊，那个 Peter 戴眼镜的、哦，那个四眼 Peter，
那
你们两个怎么好起来，怎么突然那么好这样？我说哦，我们在聊 podcast， 或者是、哦、我们怎么样？ 它可能是一个 you know like a sort of mutual friendly situation feeling.
Oh, so will that escalate to be an item?
Yes, it could be. It could be. So in a lot of romantic movies, they usually start off like that. So the trend, right, would be, oh, they hit it off, right? And then they became an item, and then so on and so forth. Yes.
And then they live together, become two peas in a pot.
Yes. So if you think about, I don't know if you watched You've Got Mail.
Oh, yes.
Right, 那个电子邮件那个电影嘛，对不对？你看他一开始哦，他 they hit it off, 他们就写信来 email 来 email 去嘛 and they hit it off over email. 他们不是先实际上认识，他们是因为 email, 然后他们两个就是文笔互相的吸引这样子。
所以也可以用在
Yeah, they totally hit it off after exchanging emails.Because hit it off, just they were friendly very quickly, right? 这个概念是这样子 You became very friendly quickly. 那如果是同比如说自己的好就是好朋友就是 we totally hit it off, 怎么样的我们也有这种男生或这种女生的自己同性的朋友嘛。那比如说异性的朋友可能 you know, hit it off, and it escalates to becoming an item, that's a possible trend as well. Yes.Okay, so something for you guys to think about. 就尽量我们要讨论这些 idiom, 不是说哦，就是它的意思就是这样，可是我们要去思考它的可能的情境哦。那在这个情境应用的时候呢，你才会比较正确。Yeah, sometimes you gotta try and say, okay, is this applicable? All right. So guys, moving on to the next segment of the session, right? We've covered the six idioms for tonight. First, cross someone's path.Next, friends in high places. Next, you and somebody are an item. Or, moving on, birds of a feather flock together. Or, alternatively, in a short form, birds of a feather. Then, like two peas in a pod. And then the last one for tonight, to hit it off with somebody. Right, so these are the six idioms. And in the next segment, we will...Now, open the floor to our 15 Minutes family to come and chat with us to use 203 idioms tonight to share a personal story about friends or friendship or something and try and use it in, or link it to their personal story or create a couple of sentences using these idioms. All right. And let me quickly say hello to you guys. Yang Shen, hello.And Guan Qi, Elena, Meg, Yuqing, Wang, Alex, Visanto, Yang, Harry, Casey, Pokey, ZK, Ali, Honce, and Jungle. Good to see you guys tonight. So we're going to open the floor. Yeah, feel free to come up and chat with us. So I'm going to throw some invites around. Hope you guys will join us tonight. If you guys got time, we've got Molly...And, okay, just going to pass some invites around, okay? And you guys, you are welcome to raise your hands using the system, using the interface. If you don't know what to do, give it a try. Okay. Okie dokes. Fantastic stuff. Okay. All right. Yan Shen and...We got Yang Shen and Molly for now. Okay. I'm sorry, my system seems to be a little slow. So let's go with Yang Shen and Molly first. And then I got to refresh this a bit later. Yes, Yang Shen, how are you doing? Haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you nice and clearly. What's been happening, Yang Shen?
Nothing special. Yeah.
Okay.
Still working hard.
We'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
All right. So, Yang Shen, tonight, what? Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right. You sound a little sort of off your game today, not as energetic, but we hope you will have fun with us, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Yang Shen, go ahead. So, the two or three idioms that you like...Or would you like to share a story or would you like to make a sentence? Up to you.
Okay, no problem.
Go ahead.
I want to introduce my friend, James.
James.
And I totally hit it off with James after meeting him for the first time.
Mm.
And James is the guy that you know who will always get your back, no matter what kind of difficulties happen to you.
Ooh, very nice.
I do feel appreciated that I know him, and especially we know each other since we were little.
Mm-hmm.
And I often thought that after you grow up, your social circle will become much more complicated.
Okay.
People may only choose friends who are in high places or just want to use these friendships to cross paths, but do not truly want to purely build a connection. So go back to the gems. We have a very tight friendship, sharing a lot of habits, such as sport games, dressing style,
nice,
even the ideal girl style.
Really?
I would say, we just like a brother from another mother.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, done.
Nice. Fantastic story. Well done, Yanshen. That was a good mashup of everything, right? You connected everything. I loved that. That was great. I mean, it didn't have to be real, but I mean, you spent a lot of effort trying to connect all the dots there. Fantastic stuff. Really liked it. Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you make up a story and you try and link it to
and
everything you know.
I also choose some of them you mentioned that, but didn't write in the handout.
Oh, yeah, more of the slang, right?
Yeah.
More of the slang.
Like, brother from.
Please don't quote me on that. Yeah. Angel, oh my God. Angel老师, 等一下会骂我。都乱教一些这些那个 应该要去别台的 别的频道 别的平台 No, it's nothing bad. It's just like generally Angel and I, you know, like generally English teachers, we try to stick to sort of the more formal path, like the more path that won't cause confusion. But again, in your situation, Yanshen, you use that very well. 就很多时候我们尽量会 Angel老师跟我们通常在教英文的老师呢 都会教比较中立面的 就不会太正式那也不会太口 就是口语化 或者是太这种次文化的东西 为什么? 因为很多次文化的东西很酷啊 可是你上班就没办法用嘛 然后呢 很严肃的东西呢 其实你讲出来就很文绉绉 那它就不自然嘛 所以我们通常都会找中间点 那比如说 a brother from another mother 对不对 这种东西在办公室里面听起来就很奇怪 like 这哪里 这个不是一个 这个夜店场合 或者是那个 pub的场合 去认这种 brother from another mother but actually these are very very common idioms that people use for friends. Okay. 虽然是很常见的东西，很常见的讲法， 可是并不代表说它适合 all contexts and all situations. So we have to be careful of the context. But Yangshen, you used it very well because it's James, it's your buddy, it's somebody you knew growing up. Okay, that context is perfect.
And actually, at first time, I want to use the number 5. Like 2 peas.
Like 2 peas in the pot. That's nice. That's very common. It's nice.
Yeah, but after you say that, it's more like my mother generations would say that. I just...
Yeah.
Maybe it's
yes.
Not really
suitable
for me.
So, yes, that's true. So often you hear it, like the motherly types or ladies, they would use, oh, they're like 2 peas in a pot. 就是你知道那个看到妈妈看到两个小朋友然后玩在一起然后动作都很像 oh, they're like 2 peas in a pot. 大概是那个感觉 So there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the context again. Yeah. 就这个通常都比较中立。But Yanshen, you use that, all the slang very well. So, you know, Great job. Congrats. Good job there. Yes.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks. So good to see you again, Yanshen. And let's move on to Molly next.
Hello.
Yes, Molly. How are you doing tonight?
Good, you?
Doing very well, thank you. So it's your first time with us? How did you find us?
Well, just search online.
You
search? Platform. This is
really?
First time. Yeah.
Your first time using Clubhouse. And
right, yeah.
Wow. Okay, what made you use Clubhouse for the first time?
My friend suggested me to use this. She said it's fun and it might be a good place to meet friends.
Oh, that's very interesting.
We practice English together, so I think, well, it's worth to try, so.
Nice. Glad to have you on board, Molly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Feel free to come and join us every Monday night. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Good. So, Molly, which of the idioms do you fancy tonight?
Okay, so I'm an introvert, so it's not easy for me to hit it off with anyone unless I talk to them and spend some time with them.
Yes.
And also, I think it's not really important to have friends in high places because what you really need is true friends. And no matter they are in high places or different places or low places, in any occupations, as long as you need them and they are willing to help, then they are the true friends.
Ah, so going back to a friend in need is a friend indeed.
Yes.
Okay. Another.
That's what I think.
Yes. So friends that are willing to help, friends that stay true to themselves and to you, of course, they are the best of friends.
Yes. They might not be any VIPs in any industries, but as long as they're willing to help, they are true friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. Well said, Molly. That was
Thank
great.
You.
Yes. Anything else?
No, that's all.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Very nice. You know, lesson learned, you know, friend, you don't like friends in high places, you know, but when you get to my age, we need a friend or two in high places.
Maybe you got more troubles than I do.
No, it's just sometimes, yeah, you know, like I have many friends, I guess, I guess. The reason why I say I guess is, you know, like my friends... we are kind of cruel to each other. We give and take. So again, but obviously with your day-to-day activities, it's, you know, life changes and you sort of lose touch and everything. So friends in high places, sometimes it's necessary if you do run a business or if you are in a work situation, they may come in handy. Mm-hmm. And your friends, your personal friends, they will always remain personal friends. They won't.
True.
Yeah, it's very difficult for them to make them business partners or your clients or you know things like that. Right.
Yes.
So Molly, glad to have you on board, and that was very nice sharing. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So Molly, please be sure to subscribe to our podcast and also this group that you are currently in because. If you don't join the group, you won't get the notification for next Monday. All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Great.
Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome, Molly. Good to have you. Yes, it's so good to have you. Let's move on to Alex next. Yes, we got Alex. Hello, Alex. Hello, Alex. 乃荣在吗? Oh.
Alex. 呼叫乃荣
Okay, he's away. He's very eager tonight.
But you know, every time he's trying to speak, but when it's his turn, his microphone seems to broke every time.
Yeah, you know, that's life.
Maybe he tried to...
Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law.
Guys, that's called Murphy's Law. What won't happen will happen, and what will happen will happen. That's Murphy's Law.
I think he's trying to connecting again.
That's okay. That's great stuff. Yes, but in the meantime, we can go back to Yanshen and Molly while we wait for Alex to come back. Yes, so Yanshen, how's the weather on your side?
Hey. Taipei, so it's raining.
Raining?
Humid.
Not
good, actually.
Yeah. Not very good. Yes. So what do you think? Recently, we have sort of opened... our borders? Are you worried?
Not really. Not if I expect that.
Oh, sorry, Yanshen.
He's back.
Yeah, we got Alex. Thanks, Yanshen. We'll continue that conversation after. Yes, Alex, we hear you. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes, Alex, go on ahead. Yes, you want to share a personal story? Go on.
I want to share my personal story.
Hmm.
I was animal back friends in high process.
Okay.
My friends like the same thing as my like, and we are and well and my and we are the birth of a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Brother. And I totally hit off with my class leader.
Okay.
For the first time.
Very good. Anything else, Alex? Is that all? Okay. So, Alex, you and your class leader, you totally hit it off. But if you say if you hit off your class leader, that's a different meaning. Okay, you gotta hit it off with your class leader. You gotta hit it off with somebody, okay? You gotta keep that in mind. All right, or it will change the meaning dramatically.
Hello.
Hi, Alex. Yes, you're breaking up slightly tonight. Yes, Alex, did you hear me? You got to be careful with the way you use hit it off, okay? So you and your class leader, Alex, you two hit it off, okay? You hit it off with your class leader. You cannot hit off your class leader, okay? That's a different meaning. Good. Just want you to make sure of using it the right way. And of course, I think I picked up friends in high places. I didn't really catch that. Was he trying to say he made friends in high places or he has got friends in high places? I wasn't sure. So we got to go back to that. All right. Great stuff. So that was Alex. Thank you very much. And here we go. I see somebody's hands. Yes, we got Paying on the line next. So Paying, hello. Good evening to you.
Hello, good evening.
Hi, Paying. Yes.
Hi.
Yes. Did you catch everything tonight? I didn't see you in the beginning, so I wasn't sure when you joined us.
Yeah, I'm not join the class or
from the beginning.
Yeah.
You didn't join from the beginning. Okay. Not a problem.
So I'm so curious about the first one. Cross my path, cross someone's path.
Mm. Yes. What's your question?
Yeah, because for the example, Anne swore she would scream if a spider crossed her path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems very direct.
Yes.
Of course she was green, but if it put the sentence to a friendship or people's relationship,
mm-hmm.
how can I use the idiom?
Very good question. Yes. So you missed a little bit in the beginning. So the old English, the old English, right? I want you to imagine this, Paying. To cross somebody's path, let's say you are walking straight, and then I cross your path. I stand in front of you. What am I doing?
Block my way.
I'm blocking your way, right? Because I'm crossing your path, right? You are going straight. I know you are going straight, but I cross your path. So the old English phrase means that you are blocking somebody's way or you are against causing trouble for this person. Going down his or her path. Okay. Yes. So, for example, if you watch the old Western movies, okay, like, I got a couple in my mind, but, you know, I don't remember the names, but anyway. So, the old Western movies, like, when they talk, they're not very blunt, right? So, for example, what's his name? Clint Eastwood.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Clint Eastwood. He goes to the pub, right? And then, you know, he's asking about somebody, or he got asked by somebody, say, hey, do you know James? Yeah, I know James. We've crossed paths before. You know what that means? That means, you know, yeah, we you know, we are not buddies. You know, we're not friends. I know him, but we're not friends. Yeah.
We are crossed before.
Yeah, we have crossed each other's path before. You know, I walk straight and you walk the other, you know, against me. So we bumped into each other in a bad way. Okay. But the more modern way of interpreting the idiom, it's like the example sentence. So you bump into something, you see something coincidentally, then you cross paths. Yes. So for example, last weekend we went to a Halloween party and then Angel and I crossed paths. It doesn't mean Angel and I are fighting, but it just means we bumped into each other, you know, at random parties.
It's not less strong like before.
The old English was, the old English meant that this person, you know, crossed your path. Like, you're blocking my way. You caused me trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but still, it depends on the context, you know. If you have a story where this person caused you trouble, then you can sort of hint, yeah, we've crossed paths.
So maybe I can say, oh, I don't like Tom. He always cross my path. Because of trouble.
No. Because it's not an idiom referring to Tom causing you trouble.
Wow.
Okay. But paying here is maybe how you can use it better. You will remind people, hey, you better not make, you know, don't get too close to Peter. He and I crossed path before, and it didn't end up well.
Okay.
You know, like you sort of hint at other people, like, don't go close to him. He will cause you trouble.
Oh.
Yeah. But you cannot say, oh, Peter crossed my path, so now we are enemies.
No.
Yeah, not like that.
Okay.
No. So it's very subtle. It's a very subtle way, a very light way of saying, I don't really like this guy.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've crossed paths. Yes.
We've crossed paths. Okay.
Yes.
I remember it's a little hard for me, but I remember.
So in movies, in many situations, they would use this phrase because you watched how the story played out.
Mm-hmm.
So when this guy says, oh, we've crossed path, then you know, ugh, yeah, not crossed path. I mean, he stole your girlfriend, right?
Oh.
You get my point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That kind of idea.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's very direct. It's easy to understand, but how to use it, it's a little hard for me, but it's okay. I can understand.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, Peng. So, Peng, with idioms, it's the best to focus on the context, okay? Don't emphasize too much on the literal meaning, but think about the context in which you can use it.
Mm.
The situation that you can use it in. That's more important than, oh, you know, am I using it the right way grammatically or, you know, to look at it in a literal perspective. Okay, 不用在这个字的上面去做文章，我们只要知道说在哪个情境，在这个可以使用这个就好了。 So focus with idioms. It's best to focus just on the context. 因为太多人会要就是为了要记他他就会比如说像 friends in high places, 他就会记哦这站在高处的朋友。可是that's not the point. You gotta know like, okay, so where can I use this? What is the context? 我在什么情境下我在哪一种场合下用这个很恰当、mm-hmm. 这才比较重要。Okay, great、yeah. stuff, Ping. I'm glad. If you have any questions, you are more than welcome to, you know,every Monday evening, you do join us a lot, so feel free to just ask, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, super happy to see you tonight, Paying.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Yes, fantastic. So that was Yanshen, Molly, Alex, and Paying. Thank you guys for checking in with us and sharing us your stories and making sentences with the idioms tonight.Okay, and let's come back. Before we end today, just want to thank you guys for your participation. And just to remind you guys, if you are not subscribed to our 15min.today podcast, please do so. Yeah. 如果还没有订阅我们的这个通勤学英语的这个 podcast 呢，欢迎订阅我们通勤学英语的 podcast。那还有呢，这个没有讲 ，Patty 一定会骂死我，因为 Patty 很努力经营我们的 IG、嗯。对，所以 I have to remind myself 。所以呢，在这里也工商服务一下，就是哎，大家有空的时候呢，我们会慢慢的也会把 IG 经营起来，所以欢迎大家到15min_today， 就是 15min 然后底线 today。这个 account 来去或者是搜寻偷情学英语大家应该也搜得到这样子来就是帮我们点赞加入一下然后我们会有尽量去经营不同的内容给大家那看大家是比较视觉系的就去在 IG follow 我们的一些这个字卡啦等等这样子然后呢如果是比较听觉系的朋友呢 if you like to just listenYou are welcome to tune in to our podcast. We run a daily show. So we have 7 shows a week. You feel free to come and check us out. And if you're the chitty chatty type, 如果你很爱聊天或者是 你很想要有机会来刷刷嘴皮子 you know, Monday evenings, 15min's live podcast is your friend. That's it from...us for today, I guess. It's time of the evening to say goodbye. And tonight we have covered idioms related to friends and friendship. First, cross someone's path. Second, friends in high places. Next, A and B are an item. Next, birds of a feather flock together. Then we've got like two peas in a pod.And lastly, we got to hit it off. Okay, to hit it off with somebody. So we hope you enjoyed the idioms with us tonight. And remember, focus on the context in which the idioms can be used and also try and associate it with your personal life, your daily life, wherever you can use it. Try and use it. Okay, if you have any questions, feel free to come and join us.On the live podcast, that's tonight on Monday nights. Come and do this. So thank you guys for your participation again. And that's it for us tonight. Please remember to subscribe again to our podcast and Instagram. Thank you very much, guys.